Update: U.S. women's soccer team denies claim that players snubbed veteran playing national anthem. By Dylan Gwynn on July 5, 2021. Update: 11:01 a.m. July 6, 2021. An account representing U.S. soccer teams denies that the video shows any players disrespecting World War II veteran Pete Dupré and posted a video of players, including Megan Rapinoe, greeting him and signing a ball. Breitbart News story never said the players disrespected Pete Dupré. Rather, it said some players disrespected the American flag. The video shows some players did not face the flag but instead stood, hands behind their backs, facing the back of the World War II vet Pete Dupré as he played the national anthem on the harmonica. The original story continues below. Several members of the U.S. women's national team, U.S. and, did not face the flag as a 98-year-old World War II veteran played the national anthem. The incident occurred Monday, just before the U.S. and took on Mexico in their final tune-up before the Tokyo Olympics. A longer version of the video can be seen here. The veteran playing the harmonica is Pete Dupré, who has gained national notoriety playing the anthem at sporting events all over the country. The U.S. and protest on Monday was not the first time U.S. athletes have snubbed the flag while qualifying for the Olympics. In late June, hammer thrower Gwynn Berry also turned away from the flag during the playing of the national anthem. Monday's incident sparked intense backlash on Twitter. The U.S. women's national team defeated Mexico 4-0.